Penguin Random House Audio presents Love Triangle, How Trigonometry Shapes the World. Written and read for you by Matt Parker.
Chapter 0. The Introduction. In February 2021, a driver stood before the Supreme Court of South Australia trying to argue their way out of a speeding ticket. Back in March 2019, they'd been caught driving their Mitsubishi Magna at 68 kilometres an hour in a 60 kilometre an hour zone. They had contested the speeding charge in a lower court where they lost their case, but had since appealed that decision all the way to the state Supreme Court. Their argument? That they had put bigger rims on their car, increasing the diameter of the wheel and rendering their speedometer inaccurate. Amazing. I said, Pythagoras and physics. A small circle spins faster than a big circle. What evidence do I need? It's mathematics, is how they explained it to the court. When asked why they did not have any calculations from an expert witness, they declared, I'm not going to pay $8,000 for an expert to come, which makes me feel like I'm undercharging for my opinions as a maths expert. I tend to give them away for free, unsolicited. And in my opinion, their defense did have potential. In one sense, yes, a small circle spins faster than a big circle when it comes to rolling. The distance around a small wheel is, well, smaller, so it needs to rotate more times to roll the same distance as a bigger wheel. If the Mitsubishi Magna's speedometer uses the rotation of the axle to deduce the car's current speed, it would give the wrong speeds if calibrated for a different sized wheel. All of which would require calculations to back it up. Calculations the defendant did not have. It does not sound like they argued their case very well at all. The defendant was also a serial speeder, having contested 12 speeding penalties for various reasons over the previous 5 years. They lost the case. What I find most interesting, though, is the use of the word Pythagoras in the defendant's argument. The situation, in fact, had nothing to do with Pythagoras. Pythagoras was an ancient Greek philosopher and mathematician who was famously all about triangles, not circles. It seems this chancer wanted to sound more mathsy while trying to fast-talk their way out of a speeding fine, evoking the mysterious Pythagoras as a catch-all mathematical deity. My theory is that Pythagoras's theorem is the most advanced mathematics which almost everyone is forced to learn at school. As a result, Pythagoras has become a kind of mascot for complicated, but kind of pointless maths. You know something is burnt into the popular psyche when it is referenced in episodes of both Inspector Morse and Family Guy. I think it's a shame that being bored by Pythagoras is most people's lasting impression of triangles. I love triangles. We all rely on triangles to keep our modern world ticking along. I would argue, and have done, hence the book you're listening to, that triangles unlock some of the most important bits of knowledge ever discovered by humans. Triangles are the gateway to the worlds of geometry and trigonometry. Triangles help us out in our day-to-day lives and enable the civilization around us. Also, I just think they're neat. Most people leave triangles behind once they've finished the compulsory lessons on Pythagoras, geometry, and trigonometry, only to be abruptly reacquainted once they start their careers. Obviously, some life choices will keep you in close contact with triangles. My own experience of being a maths teacher and maths author is one example. Others are far less obvious. Whenever some kind of isn't math silly thread pops up on social media, there will be a chorus of people contradicting the narrative with stories of their own necessary mathematics. My favourites include an oil field driller declaring, geometry began and ended my day. And a machinist chipping in with, I use trigonometry literally every day. The oil field worker even spelled out how unexpectedly vital mathematical knowledge was to their career. One of the things I quickly learned was that your math skills, or aptitude rather, determines how far you can progress in this industry. It was through learning geometry that they were able to be promoted from derrickhand, the person who loads the next section of drill pipe, to being the driller in charge of the operation. Humans have also been using triangles to build the world around us for a very long time. I live just outside London, which was once the ancient Roman city of Londinium. Sometime in the 1st century BCE, the Romans decided to build a road joining Londinium to a town near the south coast of England called Noviomagus, today known as Chichester. Romans famously built straight roads, requiring a solid knowledge of surveying and geometry. But in this case, that would not be possible. Between London and Chichester are the Surrey Hills, featuring one impressive stretch called the North Downs, which is as close as England gets to an imposing mountain range. It's also where I live, which makes walking and cycling scenic but exhausting. While the Romans did not know it would be the future home of me, they did know that the North Downs and subsequent South Downs would be too hilly to easily build roads. Even if they did get a straight road through the hills, it would be too steep for any traffic to actually use. So they decided against the straight path between London and Chichester, instead turning their engineering and trigonometric ability to a roundabout route of multiple straight sections, which became known as Stane Street. To see where the straight line road would have gone, I used Google Maps to draw a straight line between modern London Bridge, site of the first permanent bridge over the River Thames built by the Romans, and where the east gate of Noviomagus would have been in Chichester. The map told me it was a distance of 88.6 kilometres, 55 miles, and as my gaze drifted down the line, I noticed it came into perfect alignment with a section of the modern A3 road. The A3 turned off into South London, but then my virtual line seemed to be directly on top of a straight section of the A24. Right through the map of modern London, major roads aligned with the straight line between London Bridge and Chichester. It is not uncommon for current roads and highways in England to follow the path of ancient streets, and suspiciously straight roads are a sure sign the route is Roman. The fingerprint of Roman engineering lives on in the modern road system. These fragments of the A3 and A24 are fossilized remnants of where the Romans put Stane Street. They started building the road directly towards Chichester for the first 20 kilometres before diverting to the east to avoid the North Downs. What startled me, though, is that the road never picks up that line again. The straight sections go around and through what is now Dorking before arriving at the east side of Chichester, but the road never again aligns with the straight line path. I couldn't believe it. The Romans had completed the geometry required to make sure a road goes directly towards its 88 kilometer away destination, but only for the first 20 kilometers. This would require surveying the entire straight line distance over two hill ranges just to make sure the first quarter of the road matched. It would have been a shorter, more direct path if they had aimed straight for the first pass through the North Downs. But no, they aimed for Chichester first, spending untold human time, effort, and calculations measuring triangles across difficult terrain just to show off. Or as I choose to believe, to celebrate the wonder of using triangles to survey and measure distances and angles. If you know where to look, you can see signs of the triangles and geometry in general, which make our lives possible just about everywhere. Mostly, they work invisibly, behind the scenes, thanks to a host of math-savvy experts. But every now and then, we mortals can see evidence of the secret world of triangles. Sometimes, that's because, like the Romans, someone was showing off. I believe it is time that more people knew the wonders of triangles, complete with the geometry and trigonometry triangles make possible. This blasé attitude of not caring about shapes cannot go on. The other day, I looked at a packet of biscuits and an obviously eight-sided biscuit was labelled as hexagonal. An eight-sided shape is an octagon.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?